I just started it, so whenever you're ready.
Lost in Groove. Question one. Straight to the point. The Epic was a big worldwide success. Did you expect this, and how did you handle this? Well, when I finished the album, I was really proud of it, and I thought it had a lot of potential. I felt like it exceeded my expectations and was better than I even imagined it was going to be. So I really believed in it, and I thought it could do very well. I knew that it was it didn't really fit the typical construct of an album, so I wasn't sure if that would hurt it or help it or neither. So in that sense, I didn't know for sure how well it would be received, or I didn't know if people would even give it a chance. Is what I really was more concerned of it. I felt that if people listened to it, they would like it, but I didn't know if they would even listen to it. But they did, and I was really happy with the response people had with it. And you know, it was easy. It's easy to deal with things when they go the way you want them to go. So, you know, for me, it was, you know, I just rolled the wave. You know, I've been waiting my whole life to be able to tour the world and play my own music. And, you know, the album success is what really opened that door for me and allowed me to go do that. So for me, it wasn't much to handle. it was like a gift. So, yeah, I was really happy with it. Question two, in this industry, we need to label everything for selling it, you know. Indeed, you have a jazz background and you are a jazzist, but don't you think that it's a bit too strict talking about you and your work like it's only jazz? I've never put much value in the names that people put on music. I think it's a mistake to try to think that any music can really be confined to one word. Definitely not like as much music as people consider to be jazz. I mean, jazz is so vast now that it's hard to say that word truly represents all that music. So for me, I mean, the purpose of a genre, or if you put a name to a whole style of music, you know, I look at it as it having just like practical use, like so that like when I go to a record store, I can find the kind of album that I want to find. You know, that's it. That's the only thing I put on it, you know. You know, so when I go to the jazz section, it's like if I'm looking for some music that has, you know, certain types of instruments, that comes certain plays, kind of has a certain kind of sound, then I know it'll be in this section. And that's really the only value I put on the name of a style of music, because music is so big, it has so much in it that, you know, to try to actually describe it with one word, you're always going to come up short. There's no word that can fully describe my music. And I would say most musicians would say the same thing. So I guess it is restrictive to call my music just jazz, but I don't think there's any other word that you can say that would be any less restrictive. Talking now about the Epic. After 1 year and more after the release, it's very difficult asking some. Okay, so question three. Talking now about the Epic. After 1 year after the release, it's very difficult asking something new. I was wondering if you had to cut some tracks and if there is something left from this record that will go in the next one. Well, I definitely had a lot of extra music. I didn't edit any of the tracks that you hear on the EP, but there's a lot of other music that I recorded during that time. And one day, I'm sure I will release some of that music, or maybe all of it. I mean, right now, I want to move on to what I'm doing now and what the music that we're making now and the sound that we have now. I feel that I'm excited to like let people hear what we're doing now. The music we made for the Epic is a music we made in 2011, so I don't see myself putting any of the recordings that we did back then on my next record, because I have so much new music that I want to kind of get to. But I guess I never know until I finish the record. But I definitely will release that music at some point, but probably not right now. You had any question for you had any way a professional life unfulfilled with you had any way a professional life fulfilled with collaborations? Is there a minor in the sense of less highlighted that you feel like really important? I think this is asking me, I had a life filled with collaborations. Are there any collaborations that people may not know about that were really important? Yeah, I think there are a lot of them, man. I mean, I think actually the most important collaboration that I had, the most important person I really played with, people talk about it sometimes, but not that much, was Gerald Wilson. And he was probably the most influential musician that I played with. I mean, I think that was one of them. He's probably the most important musician to who I am as a musician now. But there are other people, like, I played with Stanley Clark, and that was important for me. That was the first jazz tour I ever did, first time I was able to play music every day like that. And like people like Harvey Mason, I learned a lot playing with him as well. I played with Francisco Aguabella, and I learned a lot playing with him. I had teachers, people like, Charlie Owens, Jeff Clayton, George Bohannon, that all taught me a lot. There's lots of musicians that I play. I play with a lot of different people. Even like when I was playing with Chaka Khan, I had to play a lot of piano, and that really like opened up my ideas as far as creating sounds and production and stuff like that. So yeah, I've had lots of musicians that aren't always talked about as much that had a really big impact on who I am as a musician and in my career. Question 5. Do you have a different approach between playing live and studio recordings? Yes, I have a really big difference between playing live and playing in the studio. A record is a snapshot in time. And so when you're making a record, I feel like you're typically trying to capture a sound in a moment that's a bit more premeditated. So, you know, when I record my music, you know, like, I give a bit more instruction to the musicians. In the end, I'm both live and in the studio for my own personal music. I always let the musicians kind of play what they want to play. I don't force them one way or the other, but I do explain much more detail what I'm trying to get. And, you know, and the musicians I play with, we're all servants of the music. So, you know, we all end up trying to play the music in the way that we feel like it's supposed to be played. But we're all a bit more targeted when we're playing on a record than when we play live. We take more chances and we will sway the music one way or the other, because I feel like a live show is like a, you know, it should be, it's a unique experience, and I try to make it new and different every time. And there's an audience that's involved, and that audience's energy and their presence affects the music. Whereas in the studio, it's just us and the music. And so it ends up being kind of more along the lines of what I imagine it in my head rather than what it morphs into in the moment. Question 6. I saw only one gig of yours. It was last year at Le Guess Who. It was pretty amazing. And I saw a lot of people and colleagues that the day before were really into different genres that were in awe. What do you think that really works in your show? I think people enjoy our show because it's a collaboration between us and the place and the people that we're around. And I think that, like, when we play the music, we really try to tap into where everyone is, and we all try to go on a journey together, and the music is like the vehicle for that. So it turns into a very fun thing, and it turns into something that we're I feel like we're always on the same page as the audience, because we're trying to be. And it's not like we're trying to play something that we think they like, and we're trying to play something that we think will make them happy. We're trying to tap into the same energy that they're a part of. So we're all sharing this space, and there's an energy and there's a force that surrounds us, and we can feel it and they can feel it. And so when we tap into it, then they end up tapping into it, and then we all end up kind of connected to one another. And so that, I think, leads to people, you know, over the course of the show, connecting with us. And by the end of the show, we're really deeply connected. And then, you know, that leads to people having a good time. And, you know, I think humans, we're a communal species. And we like to feel connected to one another. We like to feel as if we have people with us. And so I think that feeling is what we are able to achieve when we play live. Question 7. Was there a gig or festival that was particularly significant for you during this season, and why? You know, I enjoyed so many of the shows that we had this year, but it's hard for me to pick one in particular. And so many of these shows were unique experiences in that, like, you know, there were festivals I'd never played before, or cities I never played before, or places I'd never been before. So it's really hard for me to really pick one that really stood out as being the most significant. I can say that I'm trying to think. There were shows like Glastonbury was an interesting thing. I never realized how big Glastonbury was. It was the biggest music festival I've ever been to, and like seeing all those people, thousands and thousands of people, like out there, like kind of sleshing around in the mud because they just love music that much. It was pretty inspiring. When we played at Royal Albert Hall, that was really beautiful for me. It was that was really inspiring. But I would say overall, I mean, the whole tour was significant to me. Each show kind of had its own special thing. Question 8, if you're going to reconnect to American society, do you think that artists could be more involved in changing for the best of the U.S. society, and is there any possibilities for a change? Well, I'm a part of American society. How connected I am to American society is a difficult question to answer. And I think that, you know, when you live in a place, the connection you have to the people connects you to the society. So yeah, I'm connected to American society because I'm connected to the people that live in my community and the people that are, you know, that are around me. I think that artists have a very big influence over the mindset of the people that follow them, that are fans of them. But in that, they're only able to make the society better in the way that make themselves better. You know, I don't think that you can force your art one way or the other. It's gonna be a representation of who you are. So, as you want your art to to better society, you have to better yourself. And so in that, yeah, I mean, I think artists can be, you know, agents of good for society or agents of bad for society. And all that's relative to what each individual thinks and what each individual wants for that society. But I do think that the idea that somehow you can be uninvolved, in the end you end up being involved one way or the other, you know. You either be pushing towards the betterment of people or you end up pushing towards the destruction of people. It's hard to be neutral in art, in real art, in art that really moves people. So I think that artists can help for the betterment of their culture, of their society, if they themselves make their society better. Society is just basically the collection of people. So all people work towards the betterment or the demise of their society, one way or the other. Question 9. And now holidays, I guess first, but what are your upcoming projects? Well, I'm working on a new album. I also have a remix project that I'm doing where I got a lot of my favorite artists to basically make new creations from the stems from the epic. I'm also still working on that graphic novel I've talked about in the past. So I have a lot of new things on the horizon. I'm trying to finish them all. but, you know, time will tell what will come out when. But I'm pretty excited about all of them. So I think some cool stuff is coming up.
Dope, dope, dope.